One observer said that contemporary America has defined deviancy downward. Let's paraphrase that. Our culture has made sin seem acceptable. That things that used to be considered deviant today are either almost normal or normal. The problem is that regardless of how we define things, regardless of what we say about sin, God hasn't changed his mind about sin. He does not define sin downward. His concept of sin is the same today as it was in eternity past when Lucifer and one-third of the angelic host rebelled against God. Sin is anything that fails to conform to the holy and perfect character of God. You recall in Leviticus 19:2, God said to Moses, "You shall be holy." Why should you be holy? "For I, the Lord your God, am holy." Defined deviance downward. The character of God would have to change in order for that to be true. Has the character and holiness of God changed at all? No. Therefore, his definition of sin remains constant. Sin becomes sin when it's measured against the standard of God. You recall in Habakkuk 3:16, when the prophet Habakkuk encountered God, listen to what he said. "My inward parts trembled. At the sound of God, my lips quivered. Decay enters my bones, and in my place I tremble." You recall that the prophet Isaiah had a very similar experience when he came before the presence of God in his temple. What did he say? "Woe to me." Why? Because God is holy. He's pure. His character is perfect. And anything not measuring up to that is sin. One reason we don't have a view or a high view of sin today is because we have a low view of God. We no longer experience God as Habakkuk or Isaiah did. We tend to make God a God of our own, after our own image. So when we change God, our view of sin changes along with it.